بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، فأسأل الله العلي العظيم بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى، أسأله باسمه الأعظم الذي إذا سئل به أجاب، إذا دعي به أجاب، وإذا سئل به أعطى سبحانه وتعالى، أن يجمعني وإياكم في مستقر رحمته، وأن يشرح صدورنا وإياكم لاتباع سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وأن يحيانا عليها، وأن يحشرنا في زمرة نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يوم الدين، ويدخلنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وأهلينا الجنة من غير سابقة عذاب. وبعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm supposed to give this lecture in English, which really I don't like to do. But since the brother يعني forced me to give the lecture in English, that I may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to deliver the message right and straight to myself first, then for you. We gather today to talk about the morals in Islam, to talk about akhlaq. But I'm sorry to say, when we talk about akhlaq, حينما نتكلم عن الأخلاق, I'm sorry to say some people think we are talking about something, it's recommendations. It's something from fada'il al-a'mal. Akhlaq, it's fada'il al-a'mal. It's something, it's good to do it, good to have it. But in fact, this is wrong. This is a big mistake. That fada'il al-a'mal, the akhlaq, it's not from that view only as a fada'il al-a'mal. Al-akhlaq, منها ما هو واجب ومنها ما تركه كبيرة من كبائر الذنوب ومنها ما هو سنة من السنن وفضائل الأعمال. The morals, the أخلاق, some of it, it's obligations. Some of the أخلاق, the behavior of the Muslims, the way he behave, his manners, if he left it, it will be كبيرة من كبائر الذنوب, a major sin. And some of those akhlaq, it's a recommendation, or how recommended to have it or to practicing it. So first of all, we need to change this idea in our mind that when we're talking about akhlaq, that means we're talking about something recommended. It's not something you have to do, which is people feel sometimes when we're talking about the akhlaq that he doesn't have to do it or to practicing it. And that's totally wrong, because when you're talking about akhlaq, we're talking about things, it might be obligation on every single Muslims, and some of them, if you lift it, will be, or you're practicing in the wrong way, it will be a major sin, like the ghibah, backbite. If you're talking bad about people in their absence, it's ghibah, which is one of the kabira min kaba'ir al-dunub. If you talk about, if we give example, for example, the namima, kabira min kaba'ir al-dunub, which is talking bad between the people, saying that person did such and such, and the other person did such and such. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Jannah was forbidden to enter by one who is making namima, who's talking bad between the community, to say that man says such and such and that man says such and such, to make problems, to make fights between the communities or between the Muslims and the men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give an example, worst example for that man who's practicing ghiba, that he looks like a man eating his brother's meat or his brother body, flesh, which is something disgusting, because ghibah, it's disgusting too. And you will see that the behavior, the manners, the moral Islam, as you hear today from Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Maqsood, it's the thing was the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was sent with. The Prophet ﷺ حصر رسالته حيث قال إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. That the Prophet ﷺ said, I was sent to what? To what? To complete the manners, to become a good manners, to have people having a good manners. But here, when he said, I was sent for that, somebody might ask, what about he was sent for ibadatillah, to order people to worship Allah only? إِرْسَلَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِيَأْمُرَ النَّاسَ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. But you will see that whoever became a disbeliever, that he does not have that good manners or good behavior, or his moral is not right with his Lord, which is the worst kind of behavior, that he is not obeying his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, كان الإمام أحمد رحمه الله. الإمام أحمد used to sit to him 5,000 person. 5,000 person. يجلس إليه 5,000. Less than 500 writing the hadith. Less than 500 writing the hadith. And the rest of them, they are learning from his behavior. How he behave. How he act. رحمه الله تعالى. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله was sick. لما كان في مرض موته, he was told about a scholar. وكان متكئا رحمه الله. كان متكئا. He was like lie down. And they mentioned a scholar. You know what he did? He sat down. Then he was told, Ya Imam, you don't need to do that, you're sick. ما يحتاج تجلس. قال ما ينبغي لنا إذا ذكر الصالحون أن نتكئ. He said, it's not right for us when the righteous people names mentioned to just lie down. No, we have to sit respecting them. That person was full of manners, morals, a good behavior. The people used to travel a distance to see the scholar to learn from his simt, from the way he behaved, the way he talked. Like Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah. People used to just look at him, how he behaved. And Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala said, before we start writing hadith, became a student of knowledge, became before that, we used to spend 20 years learning behavior, and how to be righteous people. كنا نمضي 20 سنة. كان الرجل قبل أن يكتب الحديث يؤمر بالتعبد والتأدب 20 سنة. 20 years. They will order him to behave and become righteous. A person who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much before he starts saying, claim that he is a student of knowledge. And maybe the number is exaggerating the number, large number of years, but it means something for us, which is the people should learn. I remember Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, his mother prepared him to send him to Medina to seek knowledge from Imam Malik. وكان الإمام مالك الإمام الشافعي صغيرا لما أهيأته أمه قالت اذهب إلى مالك فتعلم من أدبه قبل علمه.
She said to him, go to Malik, seek knowledge. But before seeking knowledge, learn from his behavior, before you're learning his knowledge. The manners was something so valuable in Islam. In the scholar's time, in our Salaf Salih, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they used to say, the values things for men, for female, for male, it's what, how they behave. Or the thing make the men looks good, the way they behave. Exactly like when the female or the woman wear gold and make themselves beauty by wearing something, but the man, he can make himself beauty, looks beautiful, looks good by the way he behave, the way he talk, the way he act. What we mean by manners, behaviors, morals in Islam? Today the Sheikh mentioned many things about behaving or having a good morals, adab, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not going to repeat what the Sheikh said today, but I would just like to mention something very previous or very quickly. Look at how the Sharia, the deen, teaching us how to behave ourselves with our Lord, first of all. Full of respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, when you pray in the salah, you're not allowed to look up to the sky when you pray. And the Prophet ﷺ warned the person who looking up, who make his sight up to the sky, that the angel might take his sight. He became blind. And Al-Jahmiyyah, which is a deviant sect, they thought that means Allah is not in the sky. It means He's in everywhere or under your knee. Because they didn't know the secret or the meaning behind this point. Which is, when you pray and putting your lowering your gaze or you're putting your eyes, looking at the place you're making sujood, this is a way of a behavior that you show you're humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to the king, if you go to any king now or president, and you go to the king looking like this to him, looking like that, it's a disrespect. But what if you go to the king looking down? You said, that's his humble. He's, it's a good way of behave. When you stand up in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're praying, that means that you are putting your eyes down, respecting Him so much. And look to the other things. How we will, what we will do while we're praying, brothers. Where you put your hand? As mentioned in Muwatta, Imam Malik, that they have been ordered to put the right hand above the left hand. The left, right hand above the left hand. And on chest. Just think about this situation. Just imagine now yourself standing like this, or like this, or like that, or like this. Which one is full of respect? Full of a choice that you are so humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see what's different? You're just getting ready. You are saying that I'm your slave. Standing front of you, seeking your mercy. The way you stand up, the way you looks like, it's itself a good behavior. Just imagine that. Now imagine this picture. This standing, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, full of humble. It's show that he is humble, that he is respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Look to other things. We've been ordered not to face the Kaaba while the person urinating or he relieve his natural things. He's not allowed to face the Kaaba or make the Kaaba behind him. Why? Why? Why you think? Respecting. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. The sunnah is teaching us how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the things take you to a point. All of this practicing, behavior practicing, every day 5 times, you stand up like this, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting your head down, and you go making sujood to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruku', then sujood. Why? What's the result? The result, when you've been ordered, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you, you're not allowed to deal with interest. You'll say, no, I will do, I have to do it. Where's the standing? Where's this practicing? What's happened to it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, you're not allowed to sell alcohol or pork, or you're not allowed to eat this or to drink that. Where's that behavior? You are every day putting your head down, making sujood, and today you have to do it when He's ordering you. I mean, brothers, all the Sharia, the rules in Sharia, it's rules teaching us how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam, what he told his people? He told his people, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why you are not respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there is no one disobeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless he is not respecting Him so much. Therefore the scholar said, don't look at the minor sins you did, but look how great He is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one you disobey Him. لا تنظر إلى صغري ما عصيت ولكن انظر إلى عظمي من عصيت. Having good manners or morals in Islam, when we're talking about the first, how to behave good with our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first meaning of that, obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying Him. Have full love to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I'm saying love, I mean the love it means in Arab language. You know, love, this the word, hub, in Arab language it means amazing meaning. Love in Arabic, يقولون حب الماء إذا ظهر في البئر يعني إذا ظهر وحب البعير إذا برك وحب القلب يعني لبه وأصله حب الشيء أصله وحب الأسنان بياضها ونقاؤها. The Arab people saying حب الماء, if the water appears, comes up from the well, the wheel, it will, they will say, حب الماء, it means appear. And if the Arab said حب البعير, when the camels settle down, they call that حب, which means it settled down. And in Arabic language they use saying حب, حب الأسنان, when the kids, the little kids, when his tooth is white, very white, it, they call it حب الأسنان. This tooth is حب. It means it's very clean, white. And they said the seeds, they call it حب, because the seeds is inside, it's the, like the apple, the seeds of the apples come from the seeds. All the this come from, all trees come from the seeds. So to start from there, it's inside. And the حب in Arabic, the hub, love, it means love, the real love, it means if something deep inside in your heart, in the bottom of your heart, like the seeds, it's inside the apple. The love, it means it, love, it should appear in your actions like the water appear. The love, it means that you have a clean heart. It's only for the person or the thing you love. Just only him. Because that is the love, clean too. It's white. And we saying the love, the real love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too, or the real love, it means too that it settled down, it doesn't change, it doesn't move. Like the camel when he settled down. So when you're saying love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm saying loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm saying this word, it means that love, it's deep inside your heart. From the bottom of your heart, you love Him. When I'm saying loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean that love was no companion, you don't compare anyone with Him. This love, what we call it, حب العبادة, the love in secret, you love Him as you worship Him. Because you know, ibadah, the word ibadah, abada, you know, abada, al-abd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name is ilah. Ilah, that's right, ilah. All of you maybe know this name. Ilah, this is fi'al bima'na maf'ul, which it means ilah, it looks like imam. What's imam means? Imam, it means mu'tammun bih. Yani people following him. Imam, it means people following him. And ilah, it means ma'luh, yani mahbub. Ma'luh, yani mahbub. You are saying that he is ilah, that means you love him. You fear him. You respect him. The meaning of ilah. When you say Allah, that means the thing you love and you fear and you obey. Because ilah, it means ma'bud. And abd, slave, it means he loves, he obeys, he fears his master. Which I mean here in this sentence, I mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's saying, when we're talking about the manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not from the good manners to disobey Him. As one of the Salaf was asked, somebody came to him and said, I want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if you want to disobey Him, you have to go to a land where He couldn't see you. Or you have to disobey Him in a land He doesn't own it. Or you have to disobey Him in a place He couldn't hear you. He couldn't hear you. Or you have to disobey Him. If you want to disobey Him, that you have to get a guarantee letter from the angel of death that He's not going to take your soul in that moment. Or a letter from Him that you are going to the Jannah. If you got one of these, go ahead and disobey Him. It's possible? No. Nuh, when he said, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا, why you are not respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why you are not respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When he said that to them, it tells us that there is no one will worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if really he has a good manners. Because the one who created you, قَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا, that He created you. Then you worship other, will emphasize other than worship with Him. And I'm not going to spend much time talking about this because I believe Sheikh already did. I would like to talk more about respecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having a good manners, behavior with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, the Islam teach us in a certain practicing ways, in ways, teaching us how to respect Him in giving some orders. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. All of these orders, which it means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't talk louder than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rawi Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, min hadithi Anas radiyallahu anhu, anna Thabit ibn Qais, Al-Bukhari narrated that Anas رضي الله عنه said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't talk louder than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thabit ibn Qais, one of the Sahaba, he's khatib. His voice is so loud, it's natural. He said, I'm now in the hellfire because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That means all of my deeds has been rejected. Allah not accept from me anything because my voice is louder than him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he didn't came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stay home. And this is the shaitan, he make tricks. Say stay home so you don't go. But in fact, he's not giving advice because brothers, shaitan never give advice. Wallahi, he never give advice. Even though if he swear, that he swear to Adam before. وَقَسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He said, I swear by Allah that I'm advising you. And all of you, you know the story of that person who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, and he's a righteous person. And then when the three brothers, they left their sister with him. They left their sister with him and said, they are the righteous person here and we don't want to keep. He said, no, I cannot. Tayyib, he said, finally, just build a room just next to my room. Then they put a room next to his room. Then they said, just يعني, watch out, يعني, take care of her and give her food. The first day he gave the food and he left. After a while, he said, might somebody come and take the food or animal come and eat it? I have to make sure that she take. It's the shaitan giving him advice. It's responsibility. Allah is going to ask you about this responsibility. Make sure that you deliver the message right. Then she opened the gate. He was watching. She said, Alhamdulillah, back again. Next day, he said, you're not having such a good akhlaq, manners. You let her to get outside, take the food. Why you didn't deliver the food inside the house so she keep her, nobody see her, keep her in a good, like a sister, it's your sister, you have to be worried about her. Maybe somebody, you see her opening the door, he might enter to the place. Okay, next time he opened the door and he put the food. He said, but the best thing to do to make your brother in Islam happy, you should, now how long she was been alone? She feels loneliness or alone. Why you don't go there and watch her while she's eating so she don't feel sad that she's alone? After a while, the best food, if many hands join, and there's a lot of hands in the food, so we should eat together. And after they eat together, after touching hands, after eyes to eye, and you know the rest. So she gets pregnant. He said, oh, now they will back again and it will be a problem. What will do? She said, I don't know. He said, kill your son. They killed the son, they buried the son. And the shaitan came, you think she will let you to go with this? She will tear her brothers. So what do I have to do? Kill her. Advise. He's still advising him. You see? Wallahi, this is good for you. You will be. You want everybody to say the righteous people, bad people? You have to cover, make tawbah, and cover your mistake. Then what he said, he killed the girl. Then after he killed her, he buried the brothers came, he said, she died and I buried her, she's there. The shaitan came to them saying, no, just check. When they checked, they found out she was killed. They took him. And they pulled him out from his place. And they put him in a cross. Then the shaitan came to him. He said, now what? You have nothing to do it. He said, what I can do? He didn't get the lesson yet. He's still listening to him, to the shaitan. The shaitan tell him, you want me to help you? He said, what you will do? He said, there's only one way to get you out from this. Shaitan, he never gave up. Until you reach a certain level, you will see it. He said, what? He said, make sujood to me. If you pray for me, I will take you out from this problem. Then after he made sujood, the shaitan ran away saying, A'udhu billah. I make my God witness that you are a disbeliever. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ
وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. He gives you wishes. I wish. I want to do that. He gives you advices. This is the way he did to Adam. وَقَسَمَهُمَا. He swore by Allah that I'm giving, I'm an advisor, a sincere advice, a piece of advice to you. But then the shaitan tell him, stay home. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the one who looking after his friends, his companion. He said, where's Thabit? They said, he's afraid that he's a people among people of fire. He said, no, he's among those people in Jannah. And in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, he said, sallallahu, he said, Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, then we used to say, there is a man among the people of Jannah, he's walking beside us, with us in the street. And he is a man of the people of Jannah. And until the Imamah, في معركة اليمامة, he was killed that days after he carried the Muslim to fight مسيلمة هكذا. وأخرج البخاري أيضا عن أبي مليكة أنه قال كذا الخيران أن يهلكا. Almost the two righteous people to be in a trouble, in such big problem. يهلكا, be destroyed. He means Abu Bakr and Umar. Because the Prophet ﷺ, it's a long story, just the Umar, he suggests a person to be a leader, and Abu Bakr, he suggests, Abu Bakr suggests a name, which is Al-Qa'qa, and Umar said, no, make the Amir Al-Aqra ibn Habis. Abu Bakr said, just you want to argue with me. Then they start talking, have argument. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ اللَّهِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid Muslims to talk before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to fight front of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about this religion before he talks sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say do or not do to, or not to do before him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his sunnah. And they were so scared. And in the other narration, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start talking louder than the Prophet. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي أن تحبط أعمالكم أنتم لا تشعرون. Don't talk louder than the Prophet sallallahu. So might your deeds, your good deeds, it will be destroyed. It will not be valid. So, you know what happened? In the narration Sahih al-Bukhari, كان عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. Umar, after this ayah, you know what he did? He used to talk the Prophet ﷺ so soft. Even my, the Prophet ﷺ sometimes ask him, what you said? And Abu Bakr, he said, after that, I will never talk to you until I'm talking to a person like I'm saying secret, like soft talk. Like I'm telling you a secret, just whispering. He's only, after this ayah, he was only whispering to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afraid of being in a such terrible position if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said your deeds would be not valid or not acceptable.